Today here on the Roto Report, we are joined by Aaron White. He's going to be a senior at Iowa this year for the Hawkeyes in the Big Ten from Strongsville, Ohio. Already over 1,000 points in his career, over 700 rebounds in his career at Iowa. And he's had a very busy offseason, which really isn't an offseason when you go to the Kevin Durant camp and then get invited to the LeBron James camp in Las Vegas. Aaron, how you doing in Vegas, man? How's Vegas treating you so far?
I'm great, man. Been a solid 2 days so far. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, take me back to the Kevin Durant camp, because you had to perform well, obviously, there in D.C. to get invited to this. So what happened there, and what's that camp like, and what did you do there that got you invited to the LeBron camp in Las Vegas?
I was really fortunate to get the invite to the KD camp. You know, I had been talking to my coach, trying to get me invited there, and he ended up making it happen. And the guys at Nike sent me the invite. And I didn't really even know that you worked your way up to eventually get invited to LeBron. But I just tried to play my game, you know, make the extra passes, make the little plays, play tough defense, make open shots. And I guess I did well enough to get the invite here. And it's just been a blessing. It's been a great summer. Like you said, it's not really an off season, but it's not really an off season for anybody that wants to, you know, make a living out of the game. They got to keep working. And this is just a great opportunity, not only for myself for exposure for the next level, but it does a great job of putting University of Iowa on the map. And, you know, it helps Coach McCaffrey and those guys recruit top-level athletes.
So your dream is to play at the NBA level? We talk to kids, and, yeah, that's always their dream, but is it a realistic one? But looking at your numbers, you're 6'9", 220, and you're getting showcased at the KD camp and the LeBron camp. So obviously you want to have a great senior season, and that's your main focus, but is the dream to play in the NBA one day?
Yeah, no doubt, man. Like you said, everybody growing up, you know, I want to be in the NBA. I want to be a professional football player, but I really want to play in the NBA. Like, it's really everything I do throughout the day, everything I do in my life is revolved around basketball, about making myself either a better player or taking care of my body, stuff like that. So, you know, I think I'm in a good position now. Like you said, I've had a pretty good career up to this point. An event like this really helps me get the exposure I need for the next level. And, you know, hopefully my dream will come true. But, you know, ever since I was little, that's been my dream, and that's what I'm working for.
What have you been working on specifically since your junior season ended, okay? And you look back at game film and everything like that, and you need to get better in certain areas. What areas have you been trying to perfect or get better at?
I need to play a little bit more assertive. A lot of the feedback I've been getting has been, you know, I defer and I play a little bit too much unselfish basketball, which is, you know, a great thing in one aspect. But when you're one of the better players, you got to look for your shot, look for your offense. And that's what I've been trying to do at a camp like this. It really, you know, if you make an extra pass, you might not get the ball back. You might not get a shot for 10, 15 minutes a game, just because that's how, you know, these are all top guys at their schools. These are some of the best players in the country. So, you know, they're looking for all their offense. So that's kind of what I've been doing, shooting the open shots when I get them on the swing pass. But, you know, other than that, it's just tighten up your whole game, work on your handle. Like I mentioned before, stay in the weight room, because obviously that next step is, you know, it's a man's game once you get to the NBA. Pretty much, you know, just working my handle, perfecting my shot, staying in shape. But, you know, you get to this point, you know, working hard, and you just got to keep your game in tune.
We're talking with Aaron White. He's going to be a senior at Iowa. Played his high school basketball in Strongsville, Ohio. That's where I saw him. Watched him grow up. Kenny Kaminsky, who's at Michigan State now. It was a great conference. My son played at Medina against Aaron and everything. And here's a local kid who's done very well and hoping one day to play in the NBA and gets invited to the Kevin Durant camp. And then from there he goes to this LeBron James camp in Las Vegas. So what's the few days been like in Vegas with LeBron James there, not only because of his camp, but all the news surrounding him as to wondering where he's going to end up playing next year? Has that been part of the experience, or has that not affected you guys at all?
You know what? We got here, it was Tuesday. We got here Tuesday, and Tuesday evening we had a banquet where, you know, we met LeBron. We got a picture with him. And then him and Jay Billis did a question and answer, and they basically passed the mic around the room, and if you had a question for him, you could ask him. But it's kind of funny because Jay Billis beforehand was like, you know, we're not going to ask any questions about what he's doing next season. So it hasn't really affected us that much. Obviously, there's tons of speculation, especially for me. You know, I go on social media, I go on Twitter, and everyone I follow is from Ohio. So everyone's tweeting, you know, is he coming home? Is he coming back? But to be honest with you, he's been walking around camp like, you know, nothing's going on. He played pickup with us today. And I think a lot of it's a media hype, but I know everyone's excited about where he's going. You know, they just kind of tell us, you know, let him do what he does. take care of his business and just be honored that we're here at his camp.
What did you learn from him, if anything, either playing with him, against him in those pickup games, or when he spoke to you guys? What did LeBron tell you guys?
You know, I'll tell you the same thing that I learned from him and that I learned from Kevin Durant, and it's the dedication they have to the game. You know, you're looking at two of the best players in the NBA, you know, one and two, and him and Durant, and they don't take anything for granted. They're still in the gym every day, two, three times a day, and they're always looking for some way to get better. So, you know, a guy in my position, like you said, I strive to be in the NBA. I want to be in the NBA. I want to make a living off of it. And I'm looking at my game and what can I improve on. And you got these two guys who are basically, you know, no one can really compete with them. They score whenever they want. They get MVPs. They get scoring titles and all this. And they're working to improve themselves every offseason. It's just really motivational to me that, you know, you can be in the top of the totem pole and still work that hard and still dedicate yourself to the game. So all the other stuff aside, all like the shoe deals, all the bigger than life persona and stuff like that is cool and all, but I really admire their dedication to the game and what they've brought to the game, both in their knowledge of the history of the game and what they do for not only the youth, but also for the college kids putting on camps like they do. So that's just really motivational for me, and it speaks a lot to both those guys' work ethics.
Yeah, and for you to be there, what was it, the top 30 college kids, I think, and then the top 80 high school kids? Is that what the camp broke down to there in Vegas with LeBron?
Yeah, correct.
So some of the kids we're going to be seeing as freshmen next year, the big-time prospects, right? They were there, and then the top 30 kids that were already in college, you guys were there. So I'm guessing that this is great for you as far as the competition, knowing what you're going to be going up against next year in college, but also maybe at that next level at the NBA, correct?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you look at basically the top 30 guys in college basketball, and you got to you don't take anything for granted, but you have to assume that most of the guys here will be drafted, whether it's next year or the year after. So I'm sure I'm gonna be running into these guys, you know, not only for my senior year, but in the future. So it's been great competition. You know, the whole gym's full of NBA scouts, so it's great for that matter. And like I said, I'm just really fortunate to be here and trying to make the most of it.
Yeah, you get the exposure, not only for the NBA, but a lot of kids that maybe don't go to the NBA right away. They can play overseas, and I'm sure that's something you've thought of.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, you can make a great living playing overseas. I got teammates that played over there, you know, from my freshman year. Matt Gaetens played with me. He's overseas making a good living. And like you said, you just don't want to stop playing basketball, at least I don't. So whether that's playing in the NBA or playing overseas, I just want to play the game as long as I can. And obviously making a living off of it. So whether it's going over there or in the league, you know, like you said, this is a great exposure for me.
All right, so tell me, were you on KD's team or LeBron's team? Did you go against them? How'd you fare against either one of them? Well, give me the play-by-play if any of that happened.
Well, at the KD camp, he had some of his friends with him, so he created a team of five, so we played against him. I got an offensive rebound tip-in on him, and then the next possession down, he made a three right over me. And he was just born at will. You know, everyone wanted to check him. Everyone wanted to, you know, get their turn to guard him. And he was hitting fadeaways. And, you know, some of the shots that he hits is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But to see it in person is even crazier. You got to
Yeah, what's that like? I mean, I watched it on TV, and here you are, okay, kid from Strongsville, Ohio, right, playing at Iowa. And next thing you know, you're in the gym going against the NBA's MVP, you score on him, and then he drains it. I mean, give me what was going through your mind on the offensive end and then on the defensive end?
It's surreal, man. I mean, you look at these guys on TV, and they're doing things that are so amazing that you don't even think they're real people, to be honest. I mean, that's how a lot of people are. You know, they just take it for granted what they're seeing on TV. But to see a guy he's 6'10". I mean, he moves like a guard, and you can't guard him. I mean, if you press up on him, he's going to shoot over you or go right around you. I mean, he's long as anything. He's got like a 7'7" wingspan. It's unbelievable. And it's just, like you said, kid from Strongsville, I never thought I'd be at this level. But it's been pretty amazing and just trying to learn from the best, honestly.
What about LeBron? Did you get to play with him or against him at all in your time here in Vegas so far?
Yeah, he was on my team today. We played pickup. And, I mean, he's the same way. I mean, he's so big and strong. And they actually told us that, you know, obviously he's in his contract decision right now, so don't do nothing to hurt him, or don't go under him, or don't grab him, or anything like that. So it was kind of he wanted to play with us, obviously, for the experience. But he's the same way. He makes fadeaways like it's nothing, and he goes to the rim, and you can't stop him. So I mean, I've been watching him since he was in high school, and he's been doing the same thing to everybody. So it's unbelievable watching it in person.
So when does the camp wrap up. It's Thursday night / Friday morning when we're taping this podcast. The time difference there in Vegas, what is it, about 10, 11 o'clock, whatever the time difference is. When's this wrap up, and what happens after this for Aaron White?
Yeah, like you said, it's 10 o'clock here. I got here Tuesday, so the first day of the camp was Wednesday. Obviously, today was our second complete day, and it goes through Saturday. So we've had, so it's 4 days, two workouts each, so it's 8 workouts total. They'll fly me back to school Sunday, so I'll go back to Iowa on Sunday. And then basically, I wrap up summer school, so I'll talk to my instructor. I got to come out here, and we'll figure that out school-wise when I get back. But summer school wraps up August 7th. Obviously, when I'm back at school, continuing workouts with my teammates and lifting weights and stuff like that. And then I'm actually going to get to go home probably August 10th through the 22nd. It's been crazy because I haven't really gotten to go home a lot since I've been at school, but this is kind of my last little break. I get to go home and see my parents and, you know, some of my friends back there. So it'll be good. And then, you know, after that, come back and get ready for the year and for school.
Yeah, I'm guessing, though, I know you miss your parents probably and all that, but I'm guessing you wanted to spend the summer any other way, playing against KD and playing with LeBron James.
Absolutely, man.
Last thing before I let you go, we're talking with Aaron White, to make sure you check him out this year in the Big Ten. He's a senior, plays for Iowa from Strongsville, Ohio, and yes, he'll be going up against the Buckeyes, and he was a big reason why Iowa was able to beat Ohio State this past year in one of the two games, 84-70. Well, I got to ask you before I let you go, what was that like to be a major contributor? Because you did it 1 week, and then Kenny Kaminsky from Medina at Michigan State did it the next week, and the two local kids that didn't go to Ohio State ended up beating Ohio State. So what was that like going up against the Buckeyes and beating them?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great experience. It was always great going home because obviously I got tons of family that come down to Columbus and watch me, but I'd be lying to you to say if, you know, I wasn't a little bit, had a little bit extra motivation because they didn't recruit me or anything like that. But probably the same way with Kenny. I don't know if they offered him or not. But it's just nice to go home and compete against the school that, you know, growing up, everyone's a Buckeyes fan. And to go in there as the underdog and to go in there as the not the favorite and people don't like you is a great experience, especially when, you know, a lot of kids in the student section are kids I went to high school with. So it's a great experience going home, and obviously it's even better when you win, especially, you know, that was a great game. It was on CBS. It was great for our program. It was a fun day. So,
how good are you guys going to be this year with Coach McCaffrey and the experience and the guys coming back? You think you got a chance to make a run at the Big Ten?
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at the Big Ten, how it shakes up. It's basically looks like Wisconsin and everybody else. That's what everyone's saying. So I like our chances. We got a lot of guys returning. I think last year really helped us, the experience we got, you know, obviously being ranked in the top 10, being ranked in the top 25 basically the whole year. And that's tough to deal with when you haven't been in that situation in the past. So I think we all, you know, got better from that, all learned the idea that you take it one game at a time, one practice at a time, and just try and get better each day rather than, you know, looking at the whole scheme of things. So that helped us, you know, not only me leading the team next year, but for the rest of the guys that finish their career at school. So I'm looking forward to next year. Big Ten's obviously one of the best leagues in the country every year. So, you know, night in, night out, you're going to have a battle with each team. So I can't wait, man.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We'll be looking forward to checking you out and wish you nothing but the best. They call him Whitey, Aaron White, senior at Iowa, spending a few minutes with us. So nobody got the courage up to ask LeBron anything, Aaron, at all, even on the floor, in case he'd drop a little knowledge or no?
No, man. I wish I could have, because, I mean, I'm just as anxious as everyone else is to what he's doing. But it's one of those things where you got to kind of, you know, give him his space, let him. I mean, it's a huge decision for him, whether he signs for a year or 2 years or signs the extension. Like, he's, you know, you just never know. So I didn't want to be that guy that bugged him.
I got you, man, loud and clear. Hey, congratulations on all the success so far, continued success. And I'll catch up with you as the season gets closer, and we'll see when you square up with the Buckeyes. Maybe I'll come down, check you out in person, all right?
All right, awesome, man. Thanks, Kenny.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much. There he is, Aaron White from the Iowa Hawkeyes out at the LeBron James Skills Camp in Las Vegas, spending a few minutes with us today here on the Rotary Report. That'll do it for this edition. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.